and the sound is a 16-minute vocal and keyboard piece that I made. So it's my voice, and it's the second time that I had have a sort of active sound piece in an exhibition. I started making music again about 3 years ago, after 25 years pause. I've always been extremely in love with music, but I stopped doing it at the time when I started with the photocopies. And so it feels like some things are coming full circle. The piece also comes out on Friday as a record. You can also have it in the shop. And it's been remixed by the famous German techno musician Roman Flügel. So the online, the Spotify and the record will have this original version and two Roman Flügel remixes. I mean, there's too much to talk about in every corner, but I think Jean-Marc, I was very happy that Jean-Marc picked up on a detail that I also very much like, which is this point of connection between the water and the skin, which makes the physical world so. I must say, I really am fascinated with liquids over the last years, and the pictures of the sea have had an important place in recent exhibitions, because it is something that we can never understand. You know, like, I think liquidity is totally beyond our comprehension. We are surrounded by it all the time, and we are famously 98% water, but we don't understand it, and so well, this is it's called LED flicker, and the smallest picture is not necessarily the least important picture. I try to challenge hierarchies of importance. The frame doesn't mean it's more valuable. I want to invite you to attribute value and not trust only the institution to show you what the value is. I also don't want to invite constant mistrust of the institution. You know, I'm not working against the museum here. I value the museum. And the museum gives a space of protection for this little postcard size photo. But so I always have a scientific or technological interest behind, so in the back of my head. And this is fascinating because it's brightly lit LED bulbs in a shop also in Hong Kong. Every lamp was as brightly lit as the other, but because I photographed it with 3/1000th of a second, a lot of the lamps were caught in the moment when it's off. Do you know that LEDs are 50 times a second they switch off? So this light is new, this LED light, and is actually not on 50 times a second. You know, so like, it's unbelievable but true.